In the labyrinthine depths of the New York City subway, beneath the cacophony of screeching wheels and flickering fluorescence, lurked a terror not found on any platform map. It wasn't the usual brand of urban darkness, muggers, creeps, the occasional escaped rat. This was something insidious, primal, a predator woven from the shadows themselves. They called it the Midnight Maestro. No one had ever seen its face, only fleeting glimpses of an inky silhouette darting between tunnels, a wisp of ebony smoke dissolving into the grimy air. Its victims, however, were a grim testament to its existence. The first was a Wall Street broker, found slumped against the flickering ad, his eyes glazed, a single playing card, the Joker of Spades, clutched in his rigor mortis grip. Then came a budding musician, her violin shattered at her feet, a silent melody etched into the grime beside her. Each death, meticulously staged, a tableau of macabre performance art. Panic, like a rising tide, began to lap at the city's underbelly. Riders clutched worn rosaries, muttering prayers over flickering screens. Superstitions, like cobwebs, sprouted in every station, whispered tales of the maestro's insatiable hunger for souls, its collection of playing cards growing with each kill. One rain-slick night, Sarah, a jaded night owl returning from a double shift, found herself alone on the F train. The rhythmic rattle of the train seemed to amplify the silence, pressing in on her like a vice. In the flickering gloom, she swore she saw a movement, a ripple in the darkness at the end of the car. Her heart hammered against her ribs, a frantic drum solo in the quiet symphony of fear. Then, a playing card fluttered to her feet, landing face up, the Queen of Hearts. A single crimson stain, like a spilled teardrop, marred its corner. Sarah's scream, swallowed by the tunnel's maw, became the maestro's encore. The next morning, the city awoke to a new kind of horror. Plastered across every subway car, station poster, and newsstand was the Queen of Hearts, her once vibrant red now a grotesque smear of blood. And beneath her painted smile, a chilling inscription. Aces high. The game had begun. The Midnight Maestro, a phantom conductor, orchestrated a symphony of terror, each death a morbid verse in his twisted concerto. The city, his unwilling audience, held its breath, waiting for the inevitable crescendo. But Sarah, amidst the rising hysteria, refused to be just another note in the maestro's macabre score. Fueled by grief and a flicker of defiance, she delved into the city's underbelly, seeking not solace, but answers. In forgotten corners and whispered legends, she pieced together the maestro's twisted history, a tale of lost dreams and a descent into madness fueled by the city's subterranean shadows. Armed with this newfound knowledge, Sarah descended into the labyrinth, a lone hunter stalking the shadows. The rusted tracks became her warpath, the flickering lights her battle cries. In the heart of the darkness, she confronted the maestro, not with fists or fury, but with the melody of forgotten hope, a song woven from the city's own resilient spirit. The ensuing struggle was a silent ballet of darkness and light, a desperate tango played out in the echoing tunnels. When the dust settled, the city's symphony changed its tune. The macabre verses faded, replaced by a hesitant hum of life returning. The playing cards, once harbingers of death, became faded testaments to a nightmare averted. The Midnight Maestro was gone, its reign of terror a chilling echo in the metal canyons. But in the hushed corners of the subway, in the flickering fluorescent glow, some say a melody still lingers, a faint counterpoint to the city's symphony, a reminder that even in the darkest depths, a single spark of defiance can rekindle the light. The city below, the metal veins pumping its lifeblood, became a monument to that defiance, a testament to the enduring spirit that flickers even in the deepest darkness. And Sarah, forever marked by her encounter with the shadows, became a silent guardian, a shepherd of souls in the subterranean labyrinth, ensuring the maestro's twisted concerto would never play again.